Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our program How a Muslim Should Be and Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, as in previous episodes We have been listening to which attributes should exist in a Muslim and which things a Muslim should stay away from. And we have also been listening to of how a Muslim should be living his life. Today, Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, another beautiful topic to present, inshallah, Azawajal. And today's topic is modesty. But before we continue and we speak about our topic today, inshallah, Azawajal, another blessing of reciting Durood e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's mentioned that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that recite Durood e Pak, recite Salatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam abundantly on Friday. Why? Because the Durood e Pak that you recite on a Friday, this is presented to me on a Friday, subhanAllah. And dear viewers of Madani channel, in regards to Friday, in regards to Jummah, it's the leader of all days. Now just remember, a good deed, you do a good deed on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday or Sunday. It's just one good deed. But Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, you perform one good deed on Jummah, this is multiplied by 70 times. Allahu Akbar. Think to yourself, let me just repeat this again to you. One good deed on Jummah, this is multiplied by 70 times. You say Subhanallah once on Friday, this is multiplied by 70 times. You say Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal on a Friday, the reward is multiplied by 70 times. You read your namaz on a Friday, this is multiplied by 70 times. You give sadqah in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal on a Friday, it's multiplied by 70 times. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, we should be performing good deeds anyway. But especially on Friday, especially on Jummah, we should increase our good deeds, inshallah azza wa jal. But before I continue to my topic, in regards to the narration that I'm mentioning about Jummah and the blessings of Jummah, I would like to say one thing here. Even though one good deed is multiplied by 70 times on a Friday, just remember another thing. One sin you do on Jummah, this is also multiplied by 70 times. So we should stay away from sins all week around, but especially on Jummah, we should be very cautious on what we do. Why? Because one sin is multiplied by 70 times. So dear viewers of Madani channel, the leader of all days, Jummah is a blessed day, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, many people come to the masjid on Jummah as well. So we should try to visit the masjid, we should try to give in the way of Allah. And also, like we have just said, we should try to recite Durood e Pak abundantly on Friday, because this is presented in the Quran of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now for example, I'll give you an example. You send a letter to a celebrity, any sort of celebrity, but there's no guarantee that letter will get to them. Maybe the secretary will read it and that's it, it's gone. But if that individual, if that celebrity, he tells you or he makes this announcement that the letter that you read is sent to me on a Friday, I will actually read that letter. Now think to yourself, would anybody else send any letters during the week? No, they won't. They would specifically send it on a Friday so their leader, their celebrity, their master, they can read that letter. Now we should recite Durood e Pak all week round. Every single day, we should try to recite Durood e Pak at least 313 times. But on Friday, when our Durood e Pak is presented in the Quran of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, should we not increase our Durood e Pak? We should do. So my dear viewers on Madani channel, make one intention. Every day you will recite Durood e Pak 313 times at a minimum. But on a Friday, inshallah, you will increase your Durood e Pak. And before we get to our topic, just another point that I would like to mention here. One misconception that people have is that, brother, Jummah, Friday, this starts at midnight, 12 o'clock midnight, and it finishes till the next midnight. Dear viewers of Madani channel, in Islam, we have been told that the new night, the night comes first in Islam, the new night starts after Salatul Maghrib. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, Thursday after Salatul Maghrib, the night of Jummah has begun. So may Allah give us the ability, give us this passion to perform good deeds on a Friday, and at the same time recite Durood Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in abundance. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, today our topic is a Muslim and modesty. Inshallah azawajal, a beautiful topic and a beautiful story that I would like to start with, inshallah azawajal. It's mentioned there was one blessed individual, one pious individual who used to live in the city of Basra. Now this blessed individual, he would always smell beautiful. Whenever people would meet him, he would smell beautiful. Now this individual, this blessed pious individual would walk into the masjid, all the people would know that so and so person has come to the masjid. When he would walk on any street, the people would know that so and so person has walked on this street, he's around us. Now this blessed individual, this pious individual, the people that went to him, and they said to him that, look, whenever we meet you, whenever you come into a gathering amongst us, or whenever you enter the masjid and we are in the masjid, we know that you've entered because you smell beautiful. Your fragrance that you are wearing, this is beautiful. Tell us one thing, which fragrance do you wear? We would like to wear that fragrance as well. Which ithr do you wear? We would like to wear that ithr as well. And this pious person of Allah, he said, I don't wear any ithr. I don't wear any fragrance. The people said, Rasul, come on. You always smell beautiful. The fragrance that you wear or you have, this is so beautiful that look, you don't even have to meet us. You just walk into the masjid and we know it's you. How can you say that you don't wear any ithr, you don't wear any fragrance? He goes, no, look, I don't wear any fragrance. I don't wear any ithr. There's one reason why I smell beautiful all the time. And he said, he told the reason of this. He said that, you know, when I was a young kid, I had a good education. I was born into a decent family. And I was a very beautiful child when I was young. And at the same time, I was very shy. I was very modest. Now the people, they came to my father and they said to my father, listen, you know, your child is very beautiful, but at the same time, he's very, very, very shy. He's very modest. Now, for you to get rid of his shyness, the best thing to do is send him to the city and make him work in so-and-so shop where he's interacting with people so his shyness goes away. So this is exactly what his father did. He sent him to the city, and this young child, he started to work in one particular shop, in one clothes shop. So for some time he was working there, would get on with his business, etc., etc. One day what happened? An old woman, she entered the shop. Now she looked at one piece of clothes, the second piece of clothes, the third piece of clothes. She couldn't choose which one to buy for her master. So what she did was she said to the owner of the shop that, look, I don't know which one to choose for my master, but if you send all these clothes, send someone with me with all these clothes, inshallah, I will show it to my master, whichever one she likes, we'll pay the money and the rest of the clothes you can bring back. So the owner, he agreed. He said to this young child, he said to this young boy, now look, this woman, go with her, take all these clothes with you, and whichever ones they like, take the money and bring the remaining back. So he agreed, he went with this old woman. Now when he reached the house, when he reached this mansion where this old woman and her master, she used to live, it was a massive mansion. It was beautiful, the house was beautiful, and his eyes also opened that, look, what a beautiful house this is. So they went inside, and in the drawing room, she told the old woman, she said that, look, wait here, the princess, my master, she will be arriving very soon, and inshallah, she will choose which clothes she likes. So this young child, this young man, what he did, he sat there and he was just looking around, and look, what a beautiful house this is. I've never seen any beautiful house in this particular house. So what happened next? He was waiting there, and then suddenly, a young woman, a beautiful woman, she entered the room. And she was the master of the old woman. Now this young man, he never seen anyone more beautiful than this woman. Now what he did? He gave her the clothes, he goes, you can choose. And she had the wrong intention. Lust overtook her, and she said to this young man, she invited him to perform a sin with her. Now this young man, he was a man of taqwa. He had the fear of Allah in his heart. He was thinking to himself, that what have I got myself into? That I read my namaz, I fear Allah, I do the worship of Allah, and this woman, she is inviting me to sin. On the other hand, this woman, even though she was very beautiful, she never seen anyone more beautiful than this young man that was in front of her. So she invited him to sin. He's thinking that, how can I get rid of this? I can't get out of here. I can't get rid of out of this particular place. So what he did, he said to her, okay, let me just go to the washroom. Allow me to go to the washroom. So what happened next? The servants, they took this young man to the washroom. Nadi, we use a Madini channel. this young man, he's in the washroom. The servants are waiting outside. He thinks to himself that what's going to happen with me? She's this woman, she's got a status in the society. She's a powerful woman. She's invited me to sin. How am I going to get out of this mess? So what did he do? He was a man of taqwa. He had the fear of Allah in his heart. When he seen no other way, he got some dirt, he got some impurity from the washroom, and he rubbed it around his body. Now as soon as he exited the washroom, the servant seen that this young, beautiful man, he's covered in impurity from the bathroom, from the toilet. What they did was they picked him up and they threw him outside the house, meaning he was disgraced from the house. This young man, he was a man of taqwa. He had the fear of Allah in his heart. What did he do next? He cleaned himself outside and then he raised his hands in the court of Allah. He said, Ya Allah, no doubt I was disgraced in the house. Ya Allah, no doubt I rubbed impurity from the washroom all over my body. But Ya Allah, I do your shukr. Ya Allah, I thank you that you have given me the tawfiq to stay away from sin. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, what a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful incident we have just heard. Before I continue, I would just like to mention a few things here. Today, if anybody invites us to sin, now for example, someone tells us to go to the pub, to the club, to the shisha lounges, to go and smoke drugs, to go and watch haram, to go and listen to haram. What is our response? Unfortunately, people today, they go and follow these people. They go to the pubs, they go to the clubs, they drink alcohol, they smoke drugs because of their friends, they watch haram because of their friends, they listen to music because of their friends. Why? Because their friend has invited them to so and so sin. This young man of taqwa, what happened with him? A woman invited him to haram. But this young man who had a heart filled with taqwa, he alhamdulillah, he has saved himself from performing that sin. Now coming back to the point, what was the reason that he used to smell so beautiful? So he says to the people that when I was disgraced, I did the shukr of Allah. That night when I went to sleep, he says that I had a dream, and Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, he was in my dream. And he said to me that you have a beautiful link to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. You resemble the beauty of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. He says, do you know who I am? He says, I don't know who you are. He says, I am Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam then rubbed his hand on the young man's face and body. And the young man, he told the people, the reason why he smelled always beautiful all the time is because Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, in his dream, he rubbed his hand on his face and also on his body. Allahu Akbar. This is the reason why he used to always smell beautiful. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, we are Muslims. We have boundaries. If someone invites us towards haram, we should refrain from doing the action. Because alhamdulillah, we are Muslims. Our Sharia, we have boundaries. We can't go out of those boundaries. We have many things that we can do, and there's many things that we can't do. Allah has commanded us not to do. Alcohol being one of them. Committing zina, another one of them. Smoking drugs, one of them. Listening to haram, another one of them. Watching movies, watching films, watching dramas, watching haram, in other words. These are haram in Islam. We as Muslims, we have boundaries. So my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers on Madani Channel, we should refrain from those actions that Allah has commanded us to refrain from. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has said, talking about modesty, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, after you cast a gaze, do not cast a second gaze. Meaning, for example, you are walking and your gaze unintentionally falls on something haram. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the second gaze, this is haram. This is haram. So, and unfortunately today, you know, youngsters, what do they say to us? They say to us, brother, look, they look once and they continue to look. And they say, brother, it's only my first gaze, it's all right. No. In Islam, as soon as you see something haram, immediately you have to look somewhere else. Immediately, because you know, that was an accident. It's mentioned in Islam that straight away then, you have to look somewhere else. Now, if you continue to look, or you look at the second gaze, then this is haram in Islam. And let me mention to you one beautiful story about a pious person of Allah. It's mentioned that this one young man, he would always do the worship of Allah. He would remain doing the zikr of Allah. He would worship Allah in abundance. Now one day what happened? He's coming outside the masjid. And all of a sudden his eyes, they fell onto a young woman. Now what happened? His heart for a few moments became inclined to that woman. He felt attracted to that woman. But then he told her, look, I'm a person, I do the worship of Allah, I do the zikr of Allah, I go to the house of Allah. What have I just done? It's mentioned as soon as he looked elsewhere, he raised his hands in the court of Allah and he said, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I have disobeyed you with my eyes today. Ya Allah, you gave me the tawfiq to visit your masjid, to do your zikr, to worship you. But today I have disobeyed you by looking at haram. Then he says, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I won't be able to tolerate the punishments of the hereafter because of my eyes. Then he says, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, please take my eyesight away from me. Because he was a pious person of Allah, his dua was immediately answered and he lost his eyesight. Now every single day he continued to go to the masjid with the help of his nephew. His nephew would take him to the masjid, leave him there, and in the evening he would help him back and bring him back home. One day what happened? He's in the masjid. He's doing the zikr of Allah, he's worshipping Allah. Now before I continue, I would like to say one thing here. All those brothers are watching. We have eyes. Allah has given us his blessing of eyes. But still we don't go to the masjid. Still we don't go to do ziyarat of the masjid. Still we don't visit the house of Allah to worship Allah. This young man, he lost his eyesight but he continued to go to the house of Allah. Now one day what happened, he's in the masjid, he's doing the zikr of Allah, he's worshipping Allah, and he feels something crawling onto his body. I thought to himself that something is crawling on my body. Then he began to call his nephew. But his nephew, he was playing with other children and he never heard him. Now he's panicking here. He's thinking to himself that, look, I've got no eyesight, I can't see what it is. What if it's something poisonous? What if something stings me and the venom goes inside me and I pass away? Then what happened? He feels something crawling and he raises his hands in the court of Allah. He says, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, no doubt you gave me eyes. But Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I disobeyed you with these eyes. But Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, today I'm in a difficulty. Something is crawling on my body. Something is crawling on my body. If this is a dangerous species, then this could kill me. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, please, please, please restore my eyesight. Now, because he was a pious person of Allah, his eyesight this was regained. He regained his eyesight, alhamdulillah, Ya Azza wa Jal. So there's two things that I would like to mention here in regards to this paragraph. First of all, the pious people of Allah. Did you see that when they would make dua in the court of Allah, their dua would be immediately answered because they used to do the zikr of Allah in abundance. They used to do the worship of Allah in abundance. They dedicated their whole lifetime towards Islam, to the worship of Allah. So first of all, the pious people in our society, the scholars, we should ask them to make dua for us. Not only for the worldly stuff. We should ask them to make dua for this as well, but especially for our hereafter. We should ask them to make dua for our forgiveness, that we take our iman into our grave. We are saved from the punishments of the grave. Today, what happens? We go to the masjid, we go to the imam sahab. Imam sahab, take so much money and please make dua. I've got this problem, I've got that problem. It's good. Ask the pious people to make dua. At the same time, also make dua for you hereafter. This world, what is it? 50, 60, 70 years if you're lucky. 80 years if you're lucky. Even someone lives 100 years. At the end of the day, there's death. My dear viewers of Madini channel, in the grave, who knows how many hundreds of years, how many thousand years we have to stay in our grave. So when we visit the ulama, when we visit the pious people, we should ask them to make dua for our forgiveness. Do dua that Allah forgives me. Allah saves me from the torment of the grave. Allah allows me to take my iman into the grave. Allah allows me to be forgiven on the day of judgment without accountability. Allah allows me and my family to enter Jannah in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we meet the pious people of Allah, we should ask them to make dua that our world becomes better, but at the same time we are successful in the hereafter. And the second thing that I would like to mention in regards to this pious person of Allah, that, did you see, one time he looked at haram, he had so much regret in his heart that he made dua in the court of Allah, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, please take my eyesight away. I won't be able to face the punishment of the hereafter. Now dear viewers of Madni channel, think to yourself today, how much unlawful things have we seen with his eyes? How much haram have we seen with our eyes? For look how merciful our Lord is. Look how merciful our Allah is. Even though we disobey Him with these eyes, He does not take our eyes away from us. And think to yourself, these pious people of Allah, they would have so much regret in their heart that, Ya Allah, I've seen something haram. Today, if we see something haram, do we have the same regret? Today, if we look at something haram, do we have the same regret in our heart? These were the pious people of Allah. My dear viewers of Madini channel, Allah has given us not one, Allah has given us two eyes. we should do the shukr of Allah for these eyes first of all, like we have read in the previous episodes. But at the same time, we should use our eyes to look at lawful things. We should use our eyes to look at halal things. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, today's topic was modesty. One aspect of modesty is always to look at halal, to not look at haram. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, this environment of Dawat Islami is with you, talking about modesty and talking about the protection of the eyes. I would like to mention one story to you. Another pious person of Allah, the pious people of Allah, mashallah, their whole lives are like role models. They are role models. If we follow their lives, inshallah, we will only not be successful in this world. Inshallah, we will also be successful in hereafter. It's mentioned about one particular pious person of Allah, that whenever he would leave his home, he would always keep his eyes on his toes. He would not look around. He would not look here and there. He would protect his eyes and he would look at his toes until he would reach his destination. Now the people, because you know he wouldn't look around, because he wouldn't look here and there, the people thought he was blind, subhanAllah. These were the pious people of Allah, my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madinah channel. They would protect their eyes. They would have modesty in their life. Think to yourself today, do we have modesty in our lives? Do we have haya in our lives today? Do we protect ourselves? Do we protect our families from watching haram, from looking at unlawful things? That's a question for every single one of you. And my dear viewers of Madinah channel, my humble request to you would be that Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami has launched this beautiful Madani channel which you are watching at this moment in time. As you know, on this channel, there is nothing unlawful to look at. Alhamdulillah, this channel is free from sin. There is no music on this channel. There is no advertisements on this channel. Whenever you will switch on Madani channel, inshallah, you will be benefited, inshallah. You will learn an ayah of the Holy Quran. Maybe you will learn a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maybe a saying of the pious people of Allah. Maybe you will hear the Holy Quran, inshallah. Or maybe you may hear the naat, the blessed praise of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the other hand, you may hear this slogan, Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So dear viewers of Madani channel, when the media industry is so fast out there, Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami's Madani channel is here for you to save you from sins. So it's a humble request that you keep watching Madani channel. Allow your children to watch Madani channel also. Inshallah, they will also benefit from this, inshallah. You will find many children in our society. I was at one particular place once, and the brother was saying that, mashallah, we have only been watching Madani channel for a few months, and Alhamdulillah, my young children, they have started to do the zikr of Allah after watching Madani channel. This is what Madani channel does. It teaches the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to every age group. So it's my humble request to you, keep watching Madani channel, attend the ishtimaat of Dawat Islami. Inshallah, our worldly life will become better. And inshallah, by the mercy of Allah, by the blessings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our hereafter will become better, inshallah. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue.